ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नष्टा
प्रायेश
वभद्रेषु
नष्ट प्रायेश वभद्रेषु नित्यं
भागवता
सेवया नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमा श्लोके भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्टिकी भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी नष्ट प्रायेश वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतु तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी नष्ट प्रायेश वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतु तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी
By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिकी नैष्ठिकी निष्ठा फ्रॉम निष्ठा निष्ठा मीन्स फर्मली फिक्स्ड अप फर्मली फिक्स्ड अप आदौ श्रद्धा ततो साधु संग ततो भजन क्रिया अथ अनर्थ निवृत्ति ततो निष्ठा श्रील रूप गोस्वामी हैज एक्सप्लेन हाउ वन कैन बी फिक्स्ड अप निष्ठा दिस निष्ठा स्टेज कम्स व्हेन वन इज फ्री फ्रॉम अनर्थ Adav Shraddha. Just like you all have come here out of Shraddha, some faith. Let us go to the Hare Krishna temple, see the Arati, or hear from the Swami. This is the beginning, Shraddha. To create Shraddha, little faith, these centers are established. And one takes to faith, then he gradually advances. Adu Shraddha. And that Shraddha has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami. What is Shraddha? That Shraddha, he has said, Shraddha Shabde Vishas Sudhira Nishchaya. Shraddha means fond faith, Bishop, Sudhira Nishcha, unflinching. What is that Sudhira Nishcha? Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. This is the beginning of Shraddha. Shraddha means, as in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarva dharman prityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. If one is agreeable to this condition, that Krishna bhakti koile, if he agrees, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, my all perfection of life is achieved. This is Shraddha. Not that Krishna is also good, and this demigod is also good, you are also good, I am also good, you are also God, I am also God. There is no Shraddha. Just like a chaste woman cannot say that every man is good. She will say only my husband is good. That is chastity. If some woman says that any man is good, similarly, Shraddha means to become chaste, pure Krishna Bhakta. That is Shraddha. Shraddha, Shabde, Vishas, Sudhira, Nishcha, Krishna Bhakti Kaile, Sarva Karma Krita Ha. But practically you can see these American and European boys, they began with Shraddha. I told them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. They accepted it. They did not present so many rascals that here is another God, here is another God, here is another God. No. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma. They fixed up that way. That is their fortune. They had no hodgepodge idea. Therefore they are making progress. Adu Shraddha. Then Sadhu Sangha. That Shraddha, that firm faith in Krishna, can be more and more firm by Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means who is Sadhu? A Sadhu means a devotee. Sadhu Reva Samantabha. Who is sadhu? Sadhu means, does not mean that having a long beard and saffron colored dress. Sadhu means, Mahatma means, who is pure devotee. That is the explanation in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudurachara bhajate mam ananava sadhu reva samantam. He is sadhu. Even he is sudurachara. Just like sometimes we find these American, European boys, from our angle of vision, they are deviating it. But Krishna confirms, even if he is deviating, still he is sadhu. Why? Bhajate mam ananya bhav. Because he does not accept me, Krishna. This is certificate given by Krishna. Sadhu Revasam. Samma. Oh, he may be sadhu, but not complete. No, sammak bhavasita hi. He is complete sadhu. So what is the qualification? No, bhajate mam ananya bhav. The example you can see, how they are making bhajan by the deity worship. You never find in Calcutta such nice deity worship. Bhajate imam ananya bhav. They do not know. All these boys and girls, they do not know anything but Krishna. This is qualification, sadhu. So we have to associate with such sadhus who has got unflinching faith in Krishna and fully engaged in Krishna service. He is sadhu. Bhajati mamanandam. Mahatmanastamam prartha daivi prakriti masrita. Bhajanti ananna manasa. That is Mahatma. We are after Mahatma. Who is Mahatma? Sa Mahatma Sudullava. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Sa Mahatma Sudullava. One who has accepted Krishna as everything. Such Mahatma is very rarely to be seen. Otherwise, so-called Mahatmas, they are loitering in the street. You are God, I am God, everyone is God. Not that kind of Mahatma. Mahatma means bhajanti, he worships me, Krishna. Krishna is bhajaniya and we are servant. One who is convinced on this platform is Mahatma, he is sadhu. So we have to associate with such sadhus. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sam. Pure devotee of Krishna. They have no other desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. They have no other desire. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abritam. Uncovered by the mental speculation or fruitive activities, karma kanda. Jnana karmadana abritam. Not covered. If you mix up karma with bhakti, if you mix up jnana with bhakti, or if you mix up yoga, it is contaminated. It is not pure. Pure devotional service is given by Rupa Goswami, annavilasita sunnam. No desire for fruitive activities or philosophical speculation or yogic, mystic, yogic, magic. No, simply how to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. Anukullena Krishna anusilalam. Anukullena. Anukullena means what is favorable, what Krishna desires. Just like Arjuna, he did not like to fight. He wanted to be a very nice, non-violent gentleman. But Krishna was inducing, you fight. Then later on, he agreed. Yes, karishe vachanam. This is anukullena. Krishna wants it. Doesn't matter whether it is violent or non-violent. Krishna wants it. I must. This is called anukullena. Not against the desire of Krishna, but in favor of Krishna. This is called anukul. Anukul seva. So, anukullena Krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. That is first class. Not that if I like it, then I shall do it. That is not anukul. That is pratikul. You like or not like, that doesn't matter. Krishna likes it, you must do it. There she is, anukullena Krishna anukullena. So, if we associate with sadhu, sadhu means, mahatma means, who are fully engaged in Krishna's service. That is sadhu, that is mahatma. Therefore it is recommended, adho sadhya tato sadhu sam. And if you associate with sadhu, then bhajana kriya. If we, just like so many thousands of European, American, they have joined us on account of sadhu sam. First of all, they come in the temple and here for some days, then all of a sudden, he becomes seven-headed. We have to request. He takes a bead and bead bag, although he is not initiated. Then after some days, he approaches, please get me initiated. The bhajana kriya, this is called bhajana kriya. So we initiate. Yes, now we are interested, we initiate. We give him Harinam, chant Hare Krishna. This is the first initiation. And chant 16 rounds and observe these rules and regulations. Then, when I see 6 months or 1 year, he's doing very nicely, then we accept him as my disciple. The second is that this is bhajana kriya. Then he is admitted to worship the deity or to cook for the deity, so many things. Bhajana kriya. Adu sudhya tatu sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya atha anartha nivittisya. If there is bhajan, then he will be free from all anarthas. Anartha means unwanted things. Just like one man is smoking. You see, smoking is not essential for living. If you don't smoke, just like we don't smoke, that doesn't mean we are dying. It is an anartha. But anyone who has learned this smoking, he cannot stop it. Anartha. The result of bhajan will be substantiated. When anartha nivittisya, he is no more interested with some unwanted things. We have practiced so many unwanted things. The first of all, illicit sex, making so-called lusty affairs without any married bonding. Illicit sex. This is anartha. Why? If you want sex, get yourself married according to Shastra. There is no hindrance. According to Vedic civilization, a girl must be married. But in every country I see, the female population is more than the male population. Then how every girl should be married? Therefore, in India, more than one wife was allowed. Now it is not allowed. That is the Vedic injunction, Kannada. The father must get find out a husband for his daughter. There are many history, the Kulin Bhava. Anartha, we should not create in the society anarthas, unwanted disturbances. The unwanted disturbances, illicit sex and meat eating. Why one should eat meat? No animal foodstuff. Krishna has given so many nice things, produce. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, annad bhavanti bhutani. Krishna never says, mangsad bhavanti bhutani, matsad bhavanti bhutani. Never says, anna means food grain. Produce sufficient food grain. In the village side you go, hundreds and thousands of acres of land is lying vacant. Nobody is interested. Now they are interested in opening slaughterhouse. Kill the poor animals and eat. They don't produce food yet. The whole world is rascal now, is going on. I have traveled over many countries, all over the world. In Africa, there are so much vacant land. In Australia, there is so much vacant land. But nobody is producing food grain. They have kept some cattle, these cows, they are automatically maintained, there is grass, and when they are fatty, take them and send to the slaughterhouse and eat. But the land is lying vacant. The land is lying vacant. Therefore, people are not following the rules and regulations given by God or by nature's own way. They have invented their own way of living condition. Therefore, they are suffering. Now you see in Calcutta or any other. Now it is a problem. Everywhere the problem will be food shortage and fuel shortage, power shortage. This is the prediction of many, many great scientists. Because people are committing so many sinful lives, they must starve. That is the punishment. That is the punishment. These sinful rascals must be punished. Tanaham dishata kura kipani ajasra andajuni. These godless persons, dishata, envious of God. Why there should be God? Why Krishna shall be God? Envious. So these are dirty things. We began in this chapter that Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddantasta Abhadrani. Abhadrani, all dirty things, they are accumulated. So by hearing about Krishna, Nityanga Bhagavata Seva. Nityanga Bhagavata Seva. You have to hear, not that Bhagavata Saptaha. I don't find this Bhagavata Saptaha in anywhere in the Bhagavata. But they have invented some means for professional reading. In the Bhagavata it is said, not said, Saptaha Bhagavata Seva. Why it is said Nityam Bhagavata Seva? You have to hear Bhagavatam daily, regularly. That is the injunction of Bhagavata. You have to hear from not from the professional man, professional reciters. Bhagavata Saptaha, and then after one Saptaha, you do your all nonsense things and he takes some money for livelihood, for maintaining his wife and children, so many umbrellas, so many suits, so many utensils, and sell in the market, get some money and maintain. This kind of Bhagavata Seva will not help. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is Bhagavat Paragya Bhagavata Sthane. If you want to realize what is Bhagavata, then you must go and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from a person whose life is Bhagavata, not the professional Bhagavata reciters. So here it is said, and who will recite Bhagavatam daily unless he has dedicated his life for Bhagavan, his Bhagavat. Grantha Bhagavat and this person Bhagavat. Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. A personal devotee is called Bhagavat and the Grantha Bhagavat. So we have to serve both. We have to hear daily Srimad Bhagavatam from the realized person. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. The Guru, the devotee, they are Bhagavat. So we have to serve, we have to please them. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipate na pariprasne na sevaya. If you want to learn the transcendental subject matter, then you must adopt three things. Tadviddhi, first of all, surrender. Find out that kind of person where you can surrender. If there is no surrender, it is not possible. So, the Vaishnava philosophy begins from surrender. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braj. That is the order of Krishna. And what is the difference between Krishna and his representative? The representative says that you surrender to Krishna. He never says that you surrender to me, I have become Krishna. That is a nonsense, rascal. He will say the same thing. Therefore, he is Krishna's representative. Krishna is personally asking that you surrender to me. And it is the duty of this bona fide spiritual master, guru, to say to his disciple that you surrender to Krishna. He will never say that you surrender to me. I have become Krishna. Now I have realized soul, I have become Bhagavan. He is a rascal. So these are the process. Tatvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Here it is also the same thing. The same thing is said in a different way. That is Shastra. Actually, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what is Veda? There are four Vedas and 108 Upanishad, then Vedanta Sutra, then so many books, all of them are Vedas. And what is the purpose? Veda is the sarvai, ahameva vedam. You read all the Vedas, all the Puranas, Brahma Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata. What is the purpose? To understand Krishna. If you don't understand Krishna, then it is useless. Your so-called study of Vedas are useless. Samaye vahi kevalam. That is the confirmation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sanasthita pungshang visakshena kathasu jat. Not padayadaratin yadi samaye vahi kevalam. You are spoiling your energy. You are dharma, a brahmana, is executing his brahminical culture very nicely. It is very good. A kshatriya is doing his duty very nicely, that's all right. A vaishya, he is doing. But the test, whether he is perfect or not, or simply working for nothing, wasting his time, what is the test? That is also stated by Śrīla Gosvāmī. Atappungvi dijasreshta varnāsrama vibhāvat śānasthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritojana. He must understand whether by executing his, it doesn't matter if you are Hindu or Muslim or this or that, your duty is by executing your religious principles whether you are satisfying Krishna. That is what. Tasmin tisthi jagat. So, Krishna personally says that you surrender to me. That is the only business. There is no other business. Simply to see that whether I am satisfying Krishna. So that will be possible. Here it is said that nasta prayesu avadresu. Not completely. There are so many dirty things within our heart. At once it becomes all clear, then immediately we are liberated person. But that is not possible. Gradually. Go on hearing, sinnatam sakata krishna. Gradually, all the dirty things will be cleansed. So, nasta prayesu, almost clean. Not purely, not completely clean. Even it is almost clean. Nasta prayesu avadresu, how it is clean? Nittam bhagavata sevaya. You serve your spiritual master, the representative of Bhagavan, Bhagavat, and you hear Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the two kinds of Bhagavatam, and you do it. Nittam bhagavata sevaya. Nasta prayesu, almost. Then what is that? Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishthiki. The result will be that you will be fixed up in the devotional service. Uttama sloke. where Bhagavan's another name is Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka means selected prayers. Just like Brahmaji is offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chintamani prakarasadamasu kalpa vrikhalakhyabhritesu suravira-vipalayantam Lakshmi sahasasata samrama se bumanam govindam adikurisam tamam bhajami. There are so many prayers in the shastras. So therefore his name is Uttamasu. These prayers are composed by not ordinary rascal poet. They are composed by very, very stalwart, great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others. Sutta Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva. Therefore, they are called Uttama Sloka. Select poetry. That's what Bhagavan's another name is Uttama Sloka. He is offered prayers by the great personalities with selected composition of poetry and prayer. So, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, if actually we follow these regulative principles, Nityanga Bhagavata Seva, then gradually our heart will be cleansed. Cheta Darpana Marjanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The process is to cleanse the dirty heart. Actually, we are clean. Asangayam Purusha. We have no business to be contaminated with the material qualities. We do not contaminate. Just like we know in Bengali, we say, tele jale mesha. You put oil in the water, it will never mix. Similarly, we are spirit souls, aham brahmasmi. We have nothing to do with this material world. But somehow or other, I am in contact. So, simply I have to be contactless. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. As soon as your heart is cleansed with all dirty things, then Bhava Mahadabhagni Nibhavanam. Immediately you become out of this contamination. Bhava Mahadabhagni. This contamination means we are in the blazing fire of this material world. Blazing fire. It has been blazing fire, bhava mahadavagni. Mahadavagni. Davagni means the fire in the forest. In the forest nobody goes to set fire. But it takes place. Just like we in India, we thought that by driving away the Britishers, we shall be happy. Now, the Dabagni is so that is not the medicine. Medicine is Bhavoshadi. Medicine is Krishna consciousness. Not that simply changing from this region to that is in this political party to this. That is not, because everyone is imperfect. How they can give you perfect happiness? It is not possible. They are themselves andha. Andha means blind. So if you follow the blind man, how you will cross? That is not possible. Andhajathandhirupuniyaman. Why they are andha? Nate vidu sartha gatengi Vishnu. They do not know the ultimate goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. They do not know. They are manufacturing their own ways of advancing. That will never be successful. They do not know. Nate vidu sartha gatengi Vishnu durashaya je bahirathamani. They are thinking by adjustment of this material world we shall be happy. That is not possible. The maya, the material energy will not allow you to become perfect unless and until you surrender to Krishna. That is her business. Therefore it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivijesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya Mami Vajaprapadante Maya Metanta. This is the way. So in this verse, it is confirmed the same thing. In the Vedic literature, the same thing is spoken in a different way, in different circumstances. But the ultimate goal is how to know Krishna. Vedeshta sarvayahameva veda. So, if we follow this principle, here's Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means the words or the activities of Bhagavan. But the impersonalists, they think the ultimate goal, ultimate truth, absolute truth, is not a person. So there is no activity. If one is person, he has got activities. But if one is not person, void, just like a sky, the sky, there is no activity. The only activity is the sky is covered with cloud and you cannot see the sun. That is the only activity. So that kind of activity is not required. Regular varieties of activities. Therefore you have to hear about Krishna. You will hear about Krishna in so many varieties of activities. Bhagavad Gita, you hear in so many activities of Krishna. So you have to hear about this. And unless there are activities, what you will hear? Simply Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. Nirakar. How long you will hear and how long you will enjoy. That is, there is no enjoyment. Therefore, these Brahmavadi, the Nirakarvadi, although by austerities and penances they may rise up to the Brahma effulgence, still they will fall down. Because we are living entities, we want varieties of enjoyment. We are not satisfied in void, in zero. That is not possible. Therefore, sinnatam sakata Krishna. One has to hear about Krishna. Varieties of activity. Varieties of activities, not nirakar, without any activity. No, that activity is different from material activities. Janma karma me dibbam. That's what is called dibbam. They are not ordinary activities. They are all transcendental, spiritual activities. The Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand. So, we have got enough matter for hearing about Krishna. Sinnatam sakata Krishna. Punnasubhu. If we simply sit down and hear, we become pious. And as soon as we become pious, then we can understand what is Krishna, what is God. If we are involved, are implicated in sinful activities, there is no chance. Therefore, anartha nivittishya, by sadhu sangha, by association with the sadhus bhaktas, and by bhajana kriya, we will be seen, a person will be seen, that he is no more involved in unwanted things. He is simply interested in executing devotional charities. Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiri. When you are almost free from all this contamination, then we become fixed up in the devotional service. That is, Bhagavan said in the Bhagavan, Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Puta. Puta. Puta means purified. So this bhakti process means to become purified. Purified. That is the Narada Pancharatra Sutra also says that sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmu. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ritual. Bhakti can be performed when you are purified. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam. Upadhi. These are the upadhi. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am black, I am white. These are upadhi. This is the description of the skin. Not for me. Aham Brahmasmi. I do not belong to the skin. Because I do not belong to the skin, then so many skin description. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I am not a Brahmin. I am not a Shudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a brahmachari, I am not a kshatriya, in this way, not. Then what you are? I am gopi bhakta pada kamalayo dasa dasa dasa. When you understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is purification. That is purification. You accept it blindly or by the process of reading Shastra and Vedas, you have to come to the conclusion. Vasudeva sarvamiti, samahatma. Then you become Mahatma and your life is one. Thank you.